Galnet News Digest, 25th of June, 3303. We read the Lavecon news, so you don't have to. In this week's news, Galactic Federation must try harder. Pilots Federation to get tough on rogue members. Explorers do it by themselves. Pilot slavery, outlawed. And keep the Star Lube coming. Galactic Federation must try harder. A report on the recent Thargoid encounter that was prepared for President Zachary Hudson has been leaked, and it reveals that the Federation military is in a sorry state. The report confirms that the Thargoids are indeed hostile, and that they fire back when attacked. It also reveals that Federation weaponry is apparently of very little use against Thargoid vessels, and that the highly maneuverable Thargoid ships can disable even the largest military battlecruisers. The Federation report makes a mysterious reference to Thargons, although the context does not make clear what they are. Alliance sources have commented unofficially, questioning whether the Thargoids are indeed hostile. There have been numerous occasions where Thargoid Sunflower ships have completely ignored human craft, or briefly pulled them over to the side of the hyperspace bypass to check their pilot's license and wish them a good day and a safe journey. One Alliance source suggested that shooting at Thargoids might not be the best way to judge if they're hostile. However, the Federation now has its crayons out and is working on concepts for weapons that might be able to take on the Thargoids. Pilots Federation to get tough on rogue members. The Pilots Federation has revealed that it's planning to introduce bounties for commanders that shoot at other Federation members. "I don't know why we didn't think of it before," a spokesman said. "We're going to introduce a bounty system that applies across the homeworld, except, of course, in those few lawless systems where the Federation has no representation." In related news, the cost of fines applied during rebuys is being adjusted to reflect the value of the ships used during a crime spree. The days of the suicide winder may soon be over. Explorers do it by themselves. After years of whiny explorers complaining about blowing up when their hull fails, an innovative company thinks it has the answer. Autofield maintenance units are useless for repairing a hull because they can't get access. According to Cantabrigian Developments Limited, the way to approach this is from the outside. They're working on a new hull repair limpet that'll be able to attach to the outside of a ship's hull and repair it while the ship is undocked. The benefits to organizations such as the Fuel Rats is immediately obvious, and wings of assault vessels may be able to repair each other after a battle, but the benefit to explorers will be the greatest, as they'll be able to repair their own ship using the drones. This should make the Neutron Star Highways much safer. The only part of a ship that still needs a visit to dry dock is the power plant, and a solution to that problem still seems a long way off. Pilot slavery outlawed. It's been announced that the selling into slavery of pilots rescued from wreckage and crash sites is to be made illegal. It's become accepted practice that occupied escape pods can be sold for a profit in commodity markets the galaxy over. What happens to the poor occupant after that is often unclear, but it's believed that some of them end up working in data slate factories in China. A plan is underway to appoint search and rescue contacts in every station. This will allow commanders to turn in escape pods in the sure and certain knowledge that the occupant will be resuscitated with care by trained professionals and will be rehabilitated and reunited with their families at the earliest opportunity. However, shooting Occupy escape pods is still good sport and will remain totally legal. Keep the Starlube coming. Following the appeal by Dr. Cordelius Swain for rare goods for his celebrity soiree in the Lave system, attendees have been voicing their delight. "Well, I was looking forward to the Azure Milk," said one delegate, "but I really wasn't expecting quite so much onion head. The ambassador really knows how to party." Other rare goods imported for the event included a rather nice fluffy Momus Bog Spaniels, MEDB Star Lube, which is always handy if you're getting on particularly well with your dinner companion, and Thrutus Cream, which comes in handy a few days after you got on particularly well with your dinner companion. The most interesting rare good, however, was Honesty Pills from King Gateway. There's nothing that makes a party go with a swing better than a good old bit of honest straight talking. And by the way, Ferrero Rocher are particularly horrible chocolates. And that's this week's LaveCon Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.